America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to...
Believe It.
Or Not.
The show where we believe it.
Or maybe we don't.
Or doodly...
Diddly, diddly, dum.
Did daddly do, ho, 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 fa la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Amen.
That's how the song goes, right?
No, it goes...
Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, la 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 la.
Well, we need to be singing New Year's songs.
Oh, should old acquaintance be forgot out of the mind...
What's that ABBA song? Is it ABBA that has a song that's like
Dancing Queen,
Happy New Year? But it
I don't know, this
specifically
one.
Says the year. It's like
1974. Yeah. Happy New Year, 1974. I don't know. I don't know this song.
Oh, it's a good song.
I don't believe it's a real song. Actually, I think you made it up.
I put it on my holiday mix every year.
Whoa, I haven't heard it. When I came in today, I didn't hear no holiday mix. There was some sad guy.
Yeah.
And true. Then when I was trying to pee, so Alexa wouldn't hear me pee, you put on some Baha Man.
I don't want
to
hear you pee.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Not even a holiday pee. Wow.
No holiday pee.
I was under the mistletoe.
Yeah. Oh, I like your mug.
Mmm. Yeah, I had it custom made. Mm. Well, I didn't.
Oh, what a handsome man. I should have worn that shirt.
That would have been good. And then on the other side, there he is.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How much did you pay for that?
$10.
That's pretty good. $10 well spent. Walmart?
Vistaprint.
Vistaprint. Okay. Wow. That's like the Walmart of print shops.
That's right.
I always say
that too. 2022.
Hmm.
What a year.
Hmm.
So we're here to review it. What are your initial thoughts when it comes to 2022?
Oh, what a stinker of a year that was. Actually, no, it wasn't too bad. I mean, for me, I started a new job, so I've been doing that. So, you know, it's a bit of a closing some old chapters and starting some new ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that. It's been a weird year for me, but a good year overall, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think for like... We'll get into, like, in the world. It's been a, kind of a shit show in some ways.
Wow, what
ways.
Year isn't, though?
It's true. Yeah, it's true. Remember in 2016 when the big thing was that all the celebrities were dying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, every celebrity's got to be dead soon.
Yeah.
So like, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm at that point now where, like, I think I told you this before. We were, like, watching movie trailers, and every movie was about, like, some fucking rich family and having problems. And I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Exactly.
And it's, like, the worst problems, too. It's like, well, I don't want to go to my dumb sister's wedding at this villa in this huge mansion. She's such an asshole. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Even if she's an asshole, it'd still be a nice party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Who cares if the celebrities are dead?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
their families ones.
And their loved ones.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the world at large, we have bigger problems like single-use plastics.
Yes, and something that happened in 2022, the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Well, there you go. That's a huge can of shit right there.
Yep.
We're getting fucked on the political spectrum, and it's starting to bleed over into Canada a little bit.
Yep, so. It is. I posted a very sad TikTok yesterday. This will give away when I recorded if you follow me on TikTok. But because I got in a fight with a family member about their transphobic posts on Facebook. And then in my hometown, they had a drag story hour.
Right.
At the library, and there was a protest, and it's a very funny video that the person made, because the person they were interviewing was like, can we just have dialect about this? It's like,
yeah.
Do you mean dialogue? But, yeah, it was, I just got really annoyed with and upset about just, like, how much transphobia there is.
Well,
right now.
The thing about that, too, which I thought really, I think it was some more news video recently where they were talking about that, and because they were talking about a guy who was saying that none of this drag story time, you should take your kids to Hooters, and they're like, oh, so sexualization of people to children is okay, with children is okay if it's the right sex, you know, yeah, what I mean, or like the right kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like, how is that any different? It's like, if you're going to this, you're not you're the one who is sexualizing these things.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's all,
yeah,
about the context of it. And I can almost guarantee you that all of these children's story time with drag performers, there's nothing sexual about it at all.
No.
No, exactly. It's just them playing a character. Like, how is it any different than say like the Christmas time pantomimes?
Yeah.
Like, there are characters literally in drag playing characters in those, and they're just a funny romp for children.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What is the difference?
I remember I said something on a video about the drag shows, and somebody sent me a link to a story about a drag queen who lied about their, yeah, past, and they were a sexual predator. But then the,
okay,
people found out and immediately fired them and took action. And,
yeah,
it's like, you're sending me this article to show me that there's predators? Let me tell you about youth pastors.
Oh, my God. Well, like, I mean, like, that's such a, like, if you have one example of one person being a predator.
Yeah.
And then them immediately being found out and then removed.
Yeah.
In an appropriate and quick manner. I don't think that's something that's saying, like, oh, these shows are filled with predators.
Exactly.
It's saying, like, no, this, yeah, is one instance where it happened and it was dealt with in, like, a very prompt and efficient way.
Yeah.
I'm like, this seems like a success.
Exactly. And it's like, another, some more news was they did the moral panic thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
great videos. If you're not watching them, you should watch them.
Yeah, but if you think of it, a couple years ago, it was trans people using the bathroom, and that's still an issue. Like, for, you know, there's people who, if you look a little what they would call manly,
yep,
and you go into a woman's washroom, people are going to start yelling at you, even if you are a cis woman.
Like, yeah,
and yeah.
Well, that was like a whole thing with like athletes and stuff too. It was just like, well, are they really a woman? They're very mannish, and, yeah, like just like things like that. It's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why are you so obsessed with this shit? It's really gross.
Yeah, exactly.
They are the real predators.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Yeah, like you see, like, I mean, this video is from a couple years ago, but like this kid in high school and the teacher's breaking down the door because she's using the woman's washroom and she was trans. So they're like, you have to use the men's washroom. But there are grown adults like breaking down a door of a teen.
Yeah, that's
just
really
taking
fucked
a piss.
Up.
Like, yeah.
Like, what's worse, someone just being in a bathroom or fucking traumatizing a child?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I think people traumatize their children constantly, though. Yeah. So I guess maybe it's being in the wrong bathroom.
Yeah.
Or the right bathroom, but the wrong bathroom in some people's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gross. What else happened in religion besides besides trying to make the whole world a fascist dictatorship?
Well, we're falling apart, right?
Yeah.
I think they're just kind of like piling onto the trends.
Yeah,
we don't have. I don't know if we have as much of the religious side of that in Ontario as much. Right now, it's more about just, you know, the government killing social services,
yeah,
and the environment. Like, yeah, they just approved the whole Greenbelt thing where they're getting rid of a bunch of acres of the Greenbelt for housing developments so they could pay those people.
And like the first thing Doug Ford did when he took over as premier was like cancel the plans to raise the minimum,
yeah,
wage to $15. And recently he was like, well, if you don't like your job, just get another one.
This fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. And everybody who didn't vote, fuck you too, because
yes,
you're complicit. You are complicit.
That was my favorite part of the Christmas dinner, our Christmas dinner the other day. We started yelling at our friend for not voting.
He's like, I voted. It's like, no, you didn't. You didn't vote. I know you didn't vote, you fucking asshole. You're the reason we're in this shit. He's like, I voted. Cody really got him out.
Oh, that was good.
That's a little inside baseball for you.
Yeah. Actually, we'll stay on the fascist thing. So because,
yeah,
America has the that really right-wing Supreme Court right now.
Right,
they
right,
passed
right,
that
right.
law recently in America with that protects the marriage between gay people and between interracial couples.
Right.
Yeah. And which, crazy that wasn't in law yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When did loving happen?
I think it was 2005.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
And then, yeah, but they're still, like, the Supreme Court's still trying to take away, like, other gay rights. Like, they're still, like, trying to destroy...
It's so wild. Again, it's the same stuff. It's like, why do you people care about this so much?
Yeah.
There's obviously like ulterior motives. There are reasons for this. It's all just a way to push other things that they want to do in order to control people, in order to, you know, strip people of their rights and marginalize them and pit people against each other. It's like a fucking smokescreen for control, but it's gross. And it's disgusting that so many people fall for this shit and think that this is somehow morally good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awful. Like, I just kept thinking, like, the other day when I was, you know, in that argument, and I'm sorry if you listen, but I'm mad right now. But it's like, we wouldn't have this conversation if religion wasn't a thing. Like,
yeah.
We just, like, you wouldn't, I mean, that might not be true, but it's like...
We would be arguing about something.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, I think there's always going to be an ideological difference of opinion with things. I think things like religion definitely embolden people, and it is something that, because it is so pervasive, can cause such very large issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And maybe it's just if we weren't raised religious.
That's a big part of it too, right? There's a certain thing to be said about that indoctrination, right? About having that so ingrained in who you are and who your identity is for so long, right? So by going against the religion, it feels like you're going against your identity.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because that's one of my biggest struggles. As I try to talk here, when I was still religious, was realizing certain things weren't right, like morally right, that I was taught were like absolute morality. Totally, yeah. Like, like even at my church that I was going to at the time, while I was like starting to lose my faith, I was on staff and we were in the debate about whether gay people should be ordained in the church.
Right.
And I was on the for side. Most people in my congregation were for it, because I found, you know, at least a more liberal church, but it was like the denomination was fighting for it. But there was definitely people in my church that were like really against it. And they were people who would donate for the youth group to, you know, go on trips and stuff. And it's like, you have to like fight that, you know, it's, I don't know. It's a whole thing, but yeah. So,
yeah, I don't know. I just, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's weird how these lines are drawn. Again, and again, it's just that us versus them. It's the other.
Yeah.
It's this fear of unknown. And again, it's like, is this just like people pulling on these natural inclinations to distrust things they don't understand?
Yeah.
Or is this something being pushed upon people by, you know, the powers that be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is this systematic or is this just kind of...
Yeah, and like I was talking to my sibling about this too. It's like the whole othering thing.
Yeah.
It's just how you get control is somebody else is bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it was the Jews in World War II, and I mean, still, if you're right wing, you just, it's still the Jews, but you use dog whistles. And it's like, or it's trans people, or it's gay people, or you find somebody that, oh, this is the problem. It's immigrants. Even when it was the Bears, I knew it was the immigrants.
Immigrants.
Like, yeah.
I knew it was them.
What else happened in 2022?
Hmm.
Hillsong took a dive. Hillsong Church.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I actually think I have a little thing about, was it Hillsong? Was that the one that Chris Pratt, everyone was saying about?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a thing saying that Chris Pratt says he has never actually been to Hillsong Church, as he clarifies his religious beliefs.
Oh, that's true. He was going to an affiliate though, but he never went to like the main Hillsong church.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there was a huge thing about that. It was like he went to Hillsong. He's crazy.
But he did go to a church that used all the Hillsong material. Okay.
So he was close enough. He was adjacent.
He was adjacent.
He went to store brand Hillsong.
Yeah, exactly.
We have Hillsong at home.
I think he went to Chad I forget his last name's church, but who was very much associated.
Kroger?
Yeah, Chad Kroger's church. This year is when Brian Houston, the founder, blasted and went to court for covering up his father's sexual abuse.
Oh.
Yeah, so Frank Houston was a pastor, and then Brian Houston was a pastor. He covered up for his father, and he told one victim that it was his fault.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, this is a good guy.
Yeah, a really cool guy.
Yeah, this is a real guy that you want to be giving you your moral compass from.
Yeah, you should say that when your grandma gives you a Hillsong United CD this year for Christmas, while you're telling her that nobody listens to CDs anymore, just let her know that Brian Houston covered up his father's sexual abuse.
Well, I mean, not to be controversial here, but I can almost guarantee you that grandma would probably be okay with people covering up sexual abuses as well.
That's true.
Just a generational thing. Not everybody, but I think that it is a little more common.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. It's but Gen Z are voting now.
Are they?
Yeah.
They did in the last election.
Oh. I thought they were voting now.
Well, I'm just saying in Ontario.
We
had one of the lowest voter turnouts in what?
23%.
Was it 23?
I mean, that might be high.
I think it was 33 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Like total vote turnout was 30-something percent.
Yeah.
Which is like the lowest, I think, since like maybe like the 90s or something.
For like the most corrupt government we've... yeah, that's cool. Cool, cool, cool.
But I don't want to vote for this person because they're on this. And it's like, well, would you rather the shit show that's happening right now?
Yeah.
Like, I get the whole thing about, you know, lesser of two evils, but it's just, again, it's just pitting. It's an us versus them to divide the vote and make you vote for the same asshole so they can do the same shit and make their money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Just vote.
Just fucking vote.
Just vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just vote.
Yeah, I care who you vote for, but also mostly
I
just
do.
Vote.
I do care who you vote for, but vote. Oh, my God. That's all we can fucking do.
Yeah.
Unless we're willing to collectively go on strike and riot,
yeah,
which we're not because we're all a bunch of babies, vote.
Yeah. Is your roommate involved in any of the Starbucks stuff? That's not really happening in Canada right now, is it?
No, I don't think it is. I haven't heard anything about it because I've been wondering that because I see a bit of the union stuff. Yeah. But I haven't actually asked. I don't think there is much to do with that in Canada.
No, I don't think so. There was in Halifax, but they unionized and it's like, yeah, I think coffee shop, I think baristas are unionized in Halifax now, but I could be wrong.
Mm.
Let me know in the comments.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what the deal is with that. You would think if there was a place there where they could get unionized, it would be somewhere like Toronto.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe not, though. I don't know.
I'll call my cousin. She's a big union person.
Mm.
Another thing, 2022, I don't think we can talk about religion in 2022 without talking about Iran.
Yeah, that's a lot of garbage going on there, for sure. I mean, and I guess... Well, we're going into that, but I mean, like, tangentially related, the whole World Cup, too, and Qatar and all that stuff, too. So there's that just finished right now.
Yeah.
Same part of the world.
I mean, I don't like conspiracy theories, but this kind of sounds like one, but there is that story about the reporter who was really outspoken
in
Qatar and then just died.
Oh, yeah. That.
Like, that's very
I don't know
sus.
If that's a conspiracy. I think that's
true.
All but confirmed.
Yeah.
Iran.
Women, if they don't want to wear a head covering, well, why don't you just like let them not wear a head covering? I guess that's my summary of that.
Because how can they control the women?
It's true. It's all about control.
That's what it is. It all comes back to the same shit. It's power over other people in any way they can, and it's by othering them and making them feel superior for no reason.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, they say, like, I've heard arguments that, like, being against... the forced hijabs is Islamophobic or internalized Islamophobia, but it's no like, if they really believe that God wants them to cover their head, then they would cover their head.
I would say that's a, that's a totally personal choice if that's what they want to do. But I don't think, does the Quran even specifically state that? Because
I'm not
it's not all it's not all, like, not all, like, Muslims do that,
right?
And it's not all the countries that do. It's it's more of the more theocracies and the dictatorships that really enforce that stuff.
Yeah, that's a good question. Because, I mean, like, the Bible says that men shouldn't cover their heads in church and women should cover their heads in church, right? And that's why, like, some churches you see church hats, like church ladies with hats, because the Bible says to cover your head in church. But other churches say, well, that was a cultural thing, and they were just, like, saying, don't break from tradition, just, like, keep doing these traditions, and it'll be more welcoming. And so it's, like, there's, like, arguments about, like, whether that's, like, a law, like, God cares if you wear a hat or not. And and so, like, maybe they're having that debate.
Just for one second.
Yeah.
Think about how stupid this sounds.
Yeah.
God cares if you wear a hat or not. God, in all his infinite wisdom, cares if you're wearing a hat.
Yeah.
That's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, we when I was growing up,
that is so stupid.
We had people, because you didn't have to wear a hat if you're a woman, but you were not allowed to wear a hat in my church if you were a guy. So, like, we had people who their job was to tell you to take off your hat as you were coming into the church.
Listen, if you if you're upfront about it and you say, like, listen, this is, like, our dress code for the church. We don't want you to wear hats. It's just part of the thing that we like to do. Sure, whatever, fine. But if you're saying it's because of God, that's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
yeah.
Listen, a dress code is a dress code. You're entitled to do that. And if people want to abide by that, they're more than welcome to abide by that. You don't want to abide by it, don't go to that fucking church.
Yeah.
But, like, saying that it has to, anything to do with, like, some divine power is insane.
Yeah. We had, like, so many, in the, like, in 2020 when I was working at the restaurant, and we had people had to wear masks, and they'd be like, you can't make me. I'm like, I'd always be like, restaurants are allowed to have dress codes.
Yeah.
Like, that's always been a thing. No shirt, no shoes, no service has always been a thing.
100%. People conflate their personal rights and the rights of business and private enterprises and private property and things like that. There are different rights.
Yeah.
And there are different things. They're allowed to refuse you service.
Yeah.
And by you not having a mask, they can refuse you service.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah.
But people are so far up their own fucking asses, they can't realize this shit.
Yeah.
Like, just put on a fucking mask. Calm down. You'll be fine. Think about the surgeon who's sitting in a surgery there for 14 hours wearing a mask and full scrubs. You think they're having a hard time breathing? I'm sure they are, but they did it.
Yeah, like, I remember one lady, she was like, well, I just don't think a 40-year-old woman should have to wear a mask. It's hard to breathe. And I'm like,
oh, fuck you.
I was 39 at the time. I'm like, I'm a 39-year-old man, and I wear it all day long.
Doesn't matter that surgeon, you're a 40-year-old woman. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Like, Jesus. I think she thought she was older than me, but it doesn't matter how old you are.
No, that doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't care how old you are. Yeah. That doesn't matter. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
You don't want to go out without a mask? Stay home.
Yeah.
Order in. You can do that now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
I you know, I work in the service industry, so I hear so many people complain about shit like that. And that was, like, my last, like, 2 years was just like, I can't wait till we're done with these.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, why are we even wearing these? I don't want to do this. I'm like, okay. Like, then stay home.
Then stay home.
I don't want to listen to you.
Yeah.
You know how many fucking people have said this to me in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't fucking want to hear
so
it.
It's so ridiculous.
sorry.
No.
This is just like me getting angry.
No, I love it. Yeah,
I'm all fired up now.
Speaking of getting angry, 2022 was the year that of Southern Baptist Church being exposed for all the abuse, the cover-ups.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that a church with such humble, good beginnings, like wholesome beginnings of starting because they want to own people,
right,
would end up having a controversy.
Well, Trevor, I think, like, slavery is just a part of religion, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, a lot of them, right?
Yeah, I guess
so.
That's, yeah.
How are they any different?
Yeah.
They're just living by tradition and the word of the Lord. Oh, my God.
I'm looking at you specifically, person. who's arguing that it's just their religious right to discriminate against trans people.
That's not... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How can you think that's a religious right? That's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It's like the people were saying wanting the religious exemptions from like vaccines and stuff like that. It's like, well, then you can't go out in society. Like, that's how we live as a society. We have these social laws that you can do, right? You know, if you don't have, if you're not vaccinated, well, then you can't go to the grocery store. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You have to order in and send someone else or something.
Exactly.
So, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because by you being there, you're infringing on other people's beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Wow.
It's been a good year for like finding out where family and friends stand on things like too.
Yeah. That's fair.
Friends. family stays family for longer. Friends don't stay friends as long. They have those views. But
I don't know. I'm of two minds about that stuff too, though. Like, you know, it is what it is. But you know, you can cut family out pretty easy.
That's true. Yeah.
I feel like you make the family that you want to be your family.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, blood relations don't really mean anything unless you want them to.
Yeah.
If they're willing to put in the effort and to be a decent human being about it, I think it's worth doing. But if they're just going to be toxic and mean and just not really seeming to put any effort into that relationship, I don't understand the value of it. And I know that's a hard thing for some people. Like, I understand that it's not easy for people to do that, but that's just my perspective.
Like, there's that one family member that I'm having issues with. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be fine. We're going to be okay. We're going to talk because she's willing to listen.
Sure.
And I think that's the thing.
That's a big thing. Yes.
She's willing to listen. She's willing to have that conversation. I don't agree with her views right now, but I'm not shutting her out because she's like willing to have a conversation. She wants to have a conversation.
I think that's the most important part, right? Because there's a lot of people who aren't willing to have those conversations and who will just shut down immediately.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, so you don't care and you don't want to care. Yeah. You don't want to try to understand where someone's coming from, right?
Yeah. Because, I have another family member who I just will refuse to be at social gatherings with them. And
I think that's perfectly
fine. Yeah.
I think that's totally understandable, especially if they've been toxic and mean-spirited and just like, why should you go out of your way to accommodate them?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they won't even bother. It's funny because like one of the first times that I met them, because they married I'm going to expose a lot. But the first thing they did was make fun of somebody, like not where the person could hear, but still where I could hear, for having a turban.
Really?
Yeah, they started doing like a fake like accent, and I'm like, I just met this person, and they're immediately racist in front of me because they think I'm just gonna be fine with that,
right?
And there were times where they realized like, oh, I can't do that around Trevor anymore, so because he's gonna get mad. So there, it was fine. Like, we had like a bit of a relationship at social events and stuff. But then, you know, they're still posting that stuff. They start posting this stuff online again, and they start, you know, not caring that, you know, they're still there. Outright homophobic, outright racist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't be around this person and feel like I'm a good person.
Yeah, like, for sure. Yeah. What I find hilarious, well, not hilarious, but you know what I mean? Like, what I find just funny is the whole thing is like, well, I can't say this around this person because they will get offended, rather than being like, why is this person always offended?
Yeah.
What am I saying that is upsetting this person so much? Consistently, maybe I need to rethink what I'm saying a little bit.
Yeah, and this is the same person who lost a job because, quote unquote, you can't say anything anymore.
Okay, so this person has suffered consequences for it.
And they're still going to continue on.
Well, I'm sure they're still in a small bubble of people who reinforce those ideas, though, right?
That's the thing. You find those other people who have the same ideas of, oh, it's just cancel culture. You just can't say anything anymore.
And for sure, we're in a bit of an echo chamber, too. I mean, I don't want to say it's not fair to not recognize that, because we are to a certain degree.
Yeah.
However, it's a little less toxic and hateful of an echo chamber.
It's true.
Are definitely things that, you know, it's nice to have a bit of a perspective on and to step back a little bit. But again, we're also not calling on hating minorities or gay people or anything else or things like that as well.
Yeah, which, exactly.
You know, if you're in a bit of an echo, I think you just can't help but being in that. That's just how people work. But when it's a hate-filled one, that's where it's problematic.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, like, our group of friends, I think we're pretty good at calling each other out for hateful stuff and for, like, inappropriate things.
Yeah, and, I think we understand... we understand context and intention too, which I think is an important thing.
I think
that's a huge thing that gets lost on a lot of people as well, especially with a, like, you can't say anything. I think to a certain degree, like, from a comedic standpoint, I think you can say anything. You really can. It's whether or not people are going to accept it. That's going to be a huge thing. And then another thing too is that most of the people who say that you can't say anything are coming at it with such a mean-spirited context and a mean-spirited and hate-filled intention that it's not... The thing that they think is funny is not actually a joke. They're just saying something hateful.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, either pointing out something that's actually, you know, a problem with a community or something, or, you know, like an actual issue or something. You know, they're not actually thinking about what's happening. They're just being hateful for what they think is being funny. You know
what
I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't think I really articulated the point as well as I wanted to, but I think so much of it is like you look at some really actually good comedians who can talk about that stuff and actually have nuanced ideas and thoughts about these things and actually bring about points of discussion without just being like, this person's bad, this person is this because this, you know what I mean? There's so much craft and nuance that goes into a good comedian doing something like that versus just like any asshole who just wants to tell a racist joke.
Yeah, exactly. It reminds me of like when I was doing stand-up, I went to an open mic and it was a really cool little show. And one of the rules was no punching down.
Yeah.
And you'll be immediately shut down if you're and which is great because I've been to other shows where every single act is punching down, like, and they went from being racist to homophobic to making fun of homeless people, and it's like, what are you doing? But so they said, okay, at the beginning of the show, like, no jokes about punching down. And someone's like, can I ask a question? And I'm like, yeah, sure. My entire set is about cyclists. Can I make fun of cyclists? Any other news from 2022?
Let's see what I got here. Well, I know, like, the states is falling apart. Like, oh, here's a good one. An Oklahoma bill would fine teachers $10,000 for teaching anything that contradicts religion. I don't know if this passed or not. This was back in February. Republican Senator Rob Stanridge has introduced a bill that would allow people to sue teachers if they offer an opposing view from the religious beliefs held by students.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that insane? The act was named Students' Religious Belief Protection Act. So, wow.
Is that just for public schools, or does it count for colleges as well?
Ooh, let's find out. Well, again, I don't know if this passed. Yeah. I don't think it did. Parents can demand removal of any books. I'm sure it's probably just public schools.
But still.
Because I think once you get into, like, post-secondary, right, like, that's you're an adult at that point. What are the teachers going to do?
School should be about challenging ideas. Like, that should be one of the biggest things, because especially the high school, you're starting to think for yourself, and you're starting to get your own opinions. And, like, yeah, have that conversation.
Well, the same senator back in January of this year introduced a bill to ban books with references to identity, sex, and gender from public school libraries as well.
Yeah.
So, again, book banning, you know, that's always a great, that's always such a great thing. It's so, so hilarious that the same people who are like, you can't say anything anymore, are all about book banning.
Oh, yeah.
They're all about oppressing ideas and opposing views. But you can't say a racist joke, so you can't say anything anymore.
Well, it's like Elon Musk, like, saying, oh, I'm all about free speech.
Oh, fuck Elon Musk.
Unless it's against me, then I don't want to have free speech.
What a fucking clown he is. I hope he's listening right now.
Me too. Oh, another thing this year is the Pope apologizing to the Indigenous people of Canada for the residential school
system. Well, I mean, it took him a while to do.
It
was like almost a year after the whole story broke out that he finally decided to come visit, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like when the story broke and 2020, it's not like that we didn't know about residential schools and the horrors of residential schools before that either. It's just like we didn't necessarily know how many people died, but we knew it was horror.
Well, that's the thing too, like, I mean, I didn't really know a whole lot about it until things started breaking, but then realizing how widespread it was, and I mean, this wasn't just Canada, this was like Canada, this was Ireland, this was Australia, that, like, this was everywhere. This was so many countries.
Yeah.
It was happening in so many of these communities, and so much of it was backed by the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the states as well, like the not the United States, but the country's state is what I mean.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're all complicit in these things.
And it's interesting too, because the Anglican Church was also involved, and I don't know what their, because I know they're kind of associated with the Church of England, but I don't know how that exactly works or how it worked then. So, because technically, like, now King Charles is the head of the Church of England.
Right.
King Charles, what a weird thing to say.
Chuck.
King Chucky.
Good old Casey.
So, did they apologize? Like,
Well, the funny thing about that is, like, the Church of England is a whole bunch of bullshit anyway, because it was just founded by Henry VIII so he could get a divorce, wasn't it?
It's true, yeah.
So what does it fucking matter?
Yeah.
Who cares what the Church of England says?
It's true. The only thing, like, I don't, you know, like, church in general, but, like, at least with them, like, they made certain reforms.
Yeah.
When the Catholic Church also should have made those reforms. So they're like, started out pretty much the same parallel. And then, like,
well, I mean, to be fair, the church kind of started out as a way to make reforms to be a little more secular and forgiving anyway. Right.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that it would be one that was like, you know what? We want to have these things too.
Yeah, exactly. We want, like, the priests want to get married. Let's do that. And
Did they call them vicars over there?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Speaking of which, have you seen, what's that show with David Tennant and Stanley Tucci?
Oh, I don't know.
David Tennant plays a vicar, and Stanley Tucci's a crime solving prisoner. It's actually really good.
Oh, okay. I don't know this.
I'll put the name on the screen. What's that?
When he's not around, I want every other character to say, "Where's Tucci?
Where's Tucci?"
I have to go. My people need me.
Yeah. Another thing too with the apology from the Pope is that it was immediately accepted by this particular group, and they put him in a headdress and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But other Indigenous people were like, "No."
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So
I mean, it's very split on that community. I know. I mean, I've heard that there's a lot of, especially with a lot of the tribal chiefs, there's a lot of differing opinions versus like the actual communities.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, like in any group, there's some corruption in these power systems, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I understand the gesture, but I find it so bizarre, like these sweeping like apologies and things like that from like heads of state or heads of organizations, because it's like it doesn't really mean anything, and all it is it's a PR move more than anything, right? So, you know, it doesn't actually solve any of the problems. It's not actually doing anything to rectify these things.
Yeah.
And that goes back to like when Trudeau did the Reconciliation Day, right?
Yeah. Was that the day he went to surfing?
Yeah, he went to, where was he in BC? Tofino.
Yeah.
Again, but even still, whether or not he was there, like that was a fucking layup PR-wise. He should have just been to one of the ceremonies rather than that. Regardless, what I'm saying is a day like that doesn't actually accomplish anything rather than putting money into social services to try and help these communities, or actually physically doing something and putting the money behind that and actually trying to, you know, make these people's lives better going forward.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
actually doing something rather than just slapping a name on a date and saying, oh, this is a holiday for him. Okay, good enough. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I hope you do better after this.
Exactly. Like, maybe work on getting them clean water. Like, that's a practical thing.
Nah, it's too much work.
Yeah. No, instead, we'll just, you know.
They don't have any water to give. They sold it all to Nestle.
Yeah, that's true. Pretty much gave it to Nestle.
Yeah, we did give it to Nestle. Yeah. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
When I read how much of our clean drinking water has been sold to Nestle, a private corporation, and for how cheap they sold it to them.
Yeah.
It boggles the mind that I wouldn't be surprised if we're all dead in 15 years.
Yeah. Well, these corporations too, they promise jobs. And that's how they get away without paying taxes.
Folks, jobs.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, because they're going to find a place that's willing to let them set up for free. Mm-hmm. And they're going to find workers. So they put out the thing and it's like, but then once they find a cheaper place to go, they're going to go there. Like my hometown just dealt with that where, you know, the factory that kept people employed for so many years just closes up and moves to the States or moves to Mexico or like, yeah.
Well, I think that's one of the big problems now too with a lot of corporations. They've stopped being about like having a sustainable business model where, you know, you can have a longevity in what you're doing. You're able to have a bit of that sustainability. You're able to have like an ethical product. You're able to like do all these things, make money, but, you know, like not necessarily be making billions of dollars every year. Whereas now everything is so profit driven that it's just like slash and burn all these things, cut it down to the bare fucking minimum, do the absolute least you can do, and then exploit so that they can keep making money. And so the line just keeps going up every year, and that's all they want. And it's fucking gross. There needs to be accountability for these corporations. They need to be taxed appropriately. Yeah. We need to get rid of these fucking tax loopholes. Every one of these assholes. We shouldn't have billionaires.
No, we should not have
billionaires. We should not have billionaires.
That should not be a thing that exists.
It is insane that we have billionaires. Yeah. It is crazy that we have people who make more money in a second than most of the world makes in their entire lives.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. And like Jeff Bezos is really trying now. Like he's on his tour of making himself trying to look like a good person.
No, he's a piece of shit.
And there's all these articles
Jeff
like,
Bezos.
Yeah. Like, oh, he's giving away all his money. No, he said he was going to give away all his money. That's not the same as giving away all your money.
That was like the whole whole other thing, the whole Amber Heard thing where she's just like, I pledged $10 million. It's like, no, but you said you were going to donate $10 million. Yeah. Like, I pledged it, and that's like a donation.
Yeah.
Like, but you didn't donate it.
Yeah. Like the Krusty Burger, like a percentage of our profits go to charity. How much? What percentage? Zero. Zero's a percent. Should we, or is there any other news stories we should
do? We want to just keep getting mad about stuff?
Because I'm okay to just keep getting mad about stuff for a while.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know how long we want to go on this, too. Like, how long do people want to sit around just listening to us get mad at
them? They love it.
Do they?
They love it.
Well, just let us know in the comments.
Yeah. Because 2022, bit of a shit show.
It's just going to get worse from here. Oh, I did have one thing I think that's worth looking. There was, what is it, an Ecos poll? Is that what it's called? Ecos Research did a new survey of Canadians and found that only 19% of survey respondents said they joined a religious service more than once during the last year or the last 3 months. So it was inspired by a new census data from Statistics Canada showing that 68% of Canadians claimed a religious affiliation in 2021, down from 90% in 1985.
Wow.
So that's close to a 30% decrease in people with a religious affiliation, yeah. Which I'm not surprised by.
Yeah, no.
By comparison, almost 70% of Americans identify as religious.
Yeah. Wow, interesting. It's crazy, like, because I think we live in a bit of a bubble here in Toronto, too.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I can make a joke about religion and in a group of friends and nobody's going to be pissed at me.
Where right.
If I was visiting back home, I could not do the same thing without getting...
Well, I think part of that, too, like, I mean, there is still a lot of that in Toronto as well. It's also who the group of friends you're
that's
with.
True.
I think most
yeah.
of your friends are atheists
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
So that's a big reason for it.
That's true.
But I think part of it, too, is that there's a little bit more diversity in Toronto, too.
That's
so
true.
You're going to encounter
yeah.
people of different religions a little more. So the... I don't know. There's still a sensitivity to it, but I think people
yeah.
are a little more open to being like, oh, okay, that's funny.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Colorado shooting. We didn't really talk about that.
Oh, right, yeah.
We talked about it, like, yeah.
Yeah.
His grandfather, the shooter's grandfather, is a mega Republican
yeah.
In a state house or Senate. And then
right,
his
yeah.
pastor recently preached about like hate stuff. And then did you see the shooter's dad's reaction?
Yeah, he was basically like, he was like, I'm glad he did it, essentially, right?
Basically, he's like, well, I found out that there was a shooting in a gay club and that my son was there. And then
oh,
I was
right,
like, oh,
that's
is
what
he
it was.
Gay?
Yeah.
And then I found out he wasn't. So I was like, phew.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're
that's
more happy
up.
That your son is a mass murderer than he is a gay
that he's
person.
Not gay?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the delusion that people have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It's because these people don't care about people.
That's true. The guy was also coked out on his, like, off his rocker.
Oh, I'm sure that.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
No. But, so it was 2022.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Hi.
Yeah, I thought 2022.
Yeah.
It's the year of our Lord, 2022.
Uh-huh.
We should use a song of our Ooh. Lord from 2022.
Ooh, yeah.
So this song came out in the last calendar year.
Yeah.
By a fella by name of Colton Dixon.
Colton Dixon.
Yeah, is he the Christian Justin Bieber? Wait, Justin Bieber is a Christian.
I think that's two of Santa's reindeers, weren't it?
Yeah.
Dasher Dancer, Prancer Vixen, Comet Cupid, Colton Dixon.
Yeah, and then do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? And then you're like, yes, I do. He is the most famous after all.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Exactly.
He came through and he led Santa's sleigh through the fog.
Amen.
Amen.
But this song's called Build a Boat. Mm-hmm. I've been wandering through the desert. Ain't seen a cloud in forever over me, but I believe your rain is coming. Mm. Yeah, I've been hanging on to high hopes because you're the one who's making dry bones come to life. You're the light I put my trust in. Every word you say is going to come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is going to happen. Even though I haven't seen it yet, I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with your wind in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place.
Okay.
There's been a few things that God has said are going to happen that haven't happened, actually.
Yeah, like yeah. what?
Name one. His return... While the people in the Bible times were still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Well, like, to be fair, some of the people in the Bible were like, what? Like 800-900 years old, right?
That's true.
So they thought they had a bit of time.
Yeah.
But then they
true.
Went and died early.
Yeah.
So
And then isn't there, there's some people who think that there are people alive. They're just in secret. Like they're people who are like 2,000
like
years
Elvis,
old.
Like Elvis? Yeah. Just in hiding?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or Walt Disney.
Or Walt Disney. I love it too. Like I've been to churches in the past that really believed in prophecy and really believed in like God's telling them a thing.
Yeah, like Harry Potter and the, what was the Order of the Phoenix, and then they had the prophecies.
Yeah.
By, oh, maybe we shouldn't talk about that because of that terrible author.
Yeah. It was funny. A relative of mine posted this inspiring thing about J.K. Rowling, how she was rejected.
Yeah.
By, and I'm like, maybe she's not the inspiration she once was.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I was talking about this recently where it was like one of those things because like someone was saying like, sometimes, you know, art and artist thing. I'm like, yeah, I could understand that if like this was written in the 1880s.
Yeah.
But this is a person right now in 2022.
Yeah.
Who is being a trans exclusionary radical feminist as a person who is a fucking billionaire.
Yeah.
Again, we shouldn't have billionaires.
No. We're not saying that they should give away all their money and become poor. We're saying they should be put into a rocket ship and flown into the sun.
Yeah.
And well, then their money given to the poor.
I think we should be taxing their money appropriately and then give that away to social services. Yeah. And then I think we should chop them up and eat them.
Yeah. It's not that hard. It's a simple thing.
And then we'll take all their bones and then grind them down into flour, make a loaf of bread, and then launch that into the sun.
Yeah, it's just practical, like little changes to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
We hope 2023 is so good for you.
But if you're a billionaire with a product you'd like us to sponsor and to send us money, feel free to email us at
believeitornot.com.
Botnot.com.
It's .com.
.com.
Bye.
Bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.